I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. They just suffered a maritime scare, but why do I feel like I'm the one who needs a hug? It's Watch What Happens Live with Captain Lee, Riley, and Ross from Below Deck now. Live, I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on the heels of the most dramatic Below Deck cliffhanger in history, here to assure us that everything is okay. Please welcome from Below Deck, Captain Lee Rossback and deckhand Riley Gerber, and say hi to the boat's newest bosun, Ross Inia. Great to see all of you. Wow, that was quite a cliffhanger.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, I'm still, my heart is still pounding.
You have no idea.
Okay. In keeping with the nautical theme, tonight's bartenders are from The Ferryman on Broadway at the Bernard B. Jacobs Theater. It's Froffy and Connor McNeil. Hey, guys. How was your show tonight, guys?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was good. We literally just got off the stage about 10 minutes ago.
Okay, good. Well, thank you for schlepping all the way downtown. Gotta get started with how the episode ended tonight. It ended with a splash in the wrong direction. Here is what happened.
Watch the other lines. Watch the other lines.
Yep. Man overboard.
What?
Get the life ring.
Slack out.
Ashton's on the line with the tow line.
Okay, so without giving away what happened, I mean, it looks like he's attached to the line. Is that a fair assumption?
What he actually did is he stepped into the bight. The bight is the coil of the line that's controlling the tow line.
Oh, my God. And how big of a deal is this, what we're seeing here, as a captain?
It is... In 35 years of yachting, I have never, ever had an experience that affected me the way this one did.
Really?
Ever.
Wow.
It was just so traumatic. And
Wow.
It.
Well, we will look to next week to see what actually happens, but I can see how shaken up you are just even talking about it.
It was brutal.
Yeah, it was brutal. There is, right turn alert, I'm gonna change topics. There's been a lot of sexual tension on the boat lately, but I think the bromance between Ross and Ashton takes the cake. Take a look.
Check you out, bro. Hey?
To make a strong South Africa, bro.
Do you get any downtime?
No.
You're the man, bro. I haven't heard you complain once.
Push your stomach out, bro, so you look fat. Yeah, that's a bad bot. Was that for me?
I fought and you think someone's calling you.
Did I have my glass? I'm looking forward to meeting whoever the new deckhand is.
I hope for Riley's sake that it's a decent looking guy.
She needs it.
Bedtime kisses? I love that.
They didn't catch me and cut off.
Wow, that's very sweet. You two really connected.
Yeah, we clicked, definitely. I think we just had similar interests, same personalities, you know, very similar humble, interest. Very yeah. quiet.
Similar interests.
Very sensible.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow, okay. I'm going to stay tuned. Captain Lee, Riley, and Ross have pulled into port to answer your questions. But before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, Riley may be the lowest ranking deckhand, but when it comes to getting into disputes with her crewmates, she is number one. Let's watch, and then Captain Lee, give me your opinion on the flip side. Take a look.
Are you seriously, like, acting like that to me? That's lovely.
Janice just told me something on the foredeck.
Okay, calm down, Ashton.
I don't want to find any more drop towels on deck. You need to use your eyes.
I do always. Use my eyes.
What does that say?
Great, next time, don't come to me and tell me that I can't f***ing read. You speak to me condescendingly one more time, I'm taking it f***ing, Captain.
Riley, don't get angry at me.
I'm literally doing exactly what all of you guys want, which is put my head down and be a f***ing day worker.
With her boss, she needs to respect that. Listen, fix that attitude or ship out, bud.
Yes, sir.
I'll be there 6 on the dot.
Okay, I have things to do too, so.
The only thing Riley has to do being a third deckhand is what everybody else tells her. She's not a captain, not on this boat.
Okay, go to WWHL.TV. We asked this question last week. We're going to ask it again. Whose side are you on now, Riley or everyone else? And while you all vote, Captain Lee, your reaction to seeing Riley's, the way that she's to Ross and everybody else.
It was very fortunate for Riley that I didn't hear her response. Mm-hmm. Because the outcome would have been very different.
It would have been. Looks like that's a landslide there on everyone else's side, Riley. I mean, looking back, any regrets looking back on it?
Of course. I mean, I am definitely a very reactionary person. I shouldn't have spoken the way I did to my superiors. And I completely 100% agree that it was out of line.
Well, speaking of Riley, here's what. You know that classic movie trope where two people's intense argument turns into a passionate kiss? You don't? Well, Ross and Riley do. Take a look.
Next.
Riley on deck. It drives me absolutely insane. But overall, she's beautiful. She's got a sexy body. The more I drink, Riley gets a bit more attractive to me.
I said back rub.
Yeah, you first. No, I'm not gonna wait then. I don't know what the Ross is thinking. I had no idea he was about to kiss me, but I liked it.
Wow. Wow. So were you flattered that Ross said that when he drinks, you become more attractive?
No, I mean, there's nothing flattering about
that. I thought it was a compliment.
Ross, who's a better kisser, Ashton or Riley?
I mean, he's gross with Ash.
Thank you, Captain Lee, for laughing at my joke. Second, after Carolyn left on not so great terms, Kate and Josiah finally got a new third stew, Laura, and I'm not sure who first said three's a crowd, but I'm starting to think that person worked for Kate. Watch.
If you could fire anyone, who would you fire?
Oh my God,
like Caroline.
Who would you have a problem with Caroline? I heard what you were saying.
She's locked.
She's locked herself in.
Who gave this nutcase a lock? Are you up and packing? Because we need you off the boat in 1 hour.
Okay, got it.
Hey, bye.
I'm glad you're leaving.
A white carpet? Oh, no. Who made this bed?
The two of us.
I should say it.
What?
Not gonna lie, but I see clouds creeping over the
don't
hill
lie.
Over there.
I am gonna lie. I'm having a great time.
I don't think I've met anyone that talks as much as Laura. Maybe she should just shut up.
Wow. Okay. Well, here's what. Captain Lee, last week on this show, Kate said she was hurt that you questioned her after Carolyn left. What do you have to say, and especially now that you've seen the episode?
I can understand, you know, Kate's frustration at my comments and questioning her. You know, I only have to deal with facts and not...
That you're given at the time.
Yes, facts that I'm given at the time and not allegations.
Right.
Caroline came to me with 3 pages of things that she had written down that I could not substantiate.
Right.
So I'm faced with the decision of saying, who am I going to believe?
Right.
But do I have to, you know, say something? I think it was necessary at that point, but I've, you know, looking back on it, 2020 being hindsight,
yeah,
there was no contest there.
Okay, finally, although Laura didn't get the warmest reception from her fellow Stews, Ashton and Adrian each aggressively threw her one-man welcome parties. Take a look.
Ashton.
Laura, nice to meet you.
She's cute. Definitely somebody I'd hook up with.
Like my balls? It's disco balls. Didn't you do your shot yet?
I want to do it with somebody.
I'll do it with you.
But Laura, we get silly and we get mischievous. Yeah. We especially mischievous.
He's an octosnake, we call him.
What?
The octosnake.
Baby boo.
Hey, I'm waiting for the sun to chill out. I got.
Hey, Laura.
Stop.
He was a male stripper before.
Was he?
It's just not gonna happen.
Okay, here's what. In honor of all that flirting, now go back to WWHL.TV to tell us, who do you think is the hottest crew member? Captain Lee, Adrian, Ashton, Josiah, Kate, Laura, Riley, or Ross? And while you all vote, did you think that there was something going on with Kate and Josiah kind of ganging up on whoever the third person was there?
No.
No, you did not.
No.
Okay, Captain Lee won the poll. All right. Okay, Massage Warrior once said, Riley, given how rude and disrespectful Riley was to Chandler, can she say 3 nice things about him?
No.
Wow. Okay, let's go to Katie from New Jersey. Hey, Katie, what's your question?
Hey, yes. I want to know from Captain Lee, after watching back this season, which crew member is his biggest disappointment?
I'm not going there.
You're not going there.
No, it's just
I think you'll tell me at the reunion. Ross and Riley, Lewis T said, there was no doubt in my mind that Chandler should have gotten fired, but when do you think Captain Lee should have fired him? Did he give Chandler too many chances? Ross?
I'm allowed to speak on this.
Ross?
You know what? It kind of surprised me. Everything that went down was kind of a shock, to be honest. Yeah, we were messing up on deck a little bit. Should Cap...
Yes. Should
well,
Captain Lee, did
perfect,
Captain but... Lee give him too many chances?
I don't... Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. On next week's Below Deck, an incident with Riley and Ross and the line leaves Captain Lee absolutely livid. Take a look at this sneak peek.
Oh. Get away.
I'm away.
Go
I'm
away.
I'm fending off the boat.
It doesn't matter. I don't care about the way. Get behind the line.
The minute that you release that stern line on the tender, you get your ass off the f***ing swim platform. We're not having a replay of yesterday.
You were trying to fend off the tender, and I said get away from the tender.
Okay, give me 1 second to f***ing respond to you. You hear me?
No, first, buddy, this is it. You just listen up, okay?
Chandler
this
all over again.
No, it's
no,
not
you
Chandler.
Give me 1 minute. No, then give me
then
one.
F***ing talk.
She should know better. I'm just, Riley. Literally, I'm just done with this f***ing attitude.
Okay, weren't you just making out, the two of you? Also, Riley, you were a captain on a boat, right?
We still am.
Okay, you are. And how would you feel if one of your crew members spoke to you the way that you speak to Ross?
The problem doesn't lie with how I speak to them only. It's how we all speak to each other.
Okay. Okay. Captain Lee, did you want to say something about having to... Do you agree with what she just said?
No.
No. Okay. And did you want to say something about giving Chandler too many chances? Or?
Yeah, Chandler, you know, I felt that his heart was in the right place.
Okay.
He just didn't have the necessary tools to deal with the crew that he had on board.
Okay.
And you have to just, it's like Texas Hold'em.
Okay, let's go to Whitney from Virginia with a question for the crew from Below Deck. What's up, Whitney?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Hi, Andy. My question is for Riley. I was wondering what your opinion is to women who work in a predominantly male-dominated work field.
What's your advice for women who work with all men?
Stay strong. Hold your head up high. I mean, it's brutal.
Let's go to Tara from Virginia. Hey, Tara, what's your question?
I am brutal?
Just kidding.
Hi, everyone.
Hey.
So I have to say, Captain Lee, my husband and I have been a huge fan of yours from the very beginning, and we can't wait to read your book.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ross. So, Ross, once you became bosun, compared to Chandler, do you think you handled the issues with Riley better?
You know what? Riley's kind of hard to, you know, there's I respect Riley's work ethic and everything like that, but there's
so rehearsed.
Riley, be gracious.
Sorry, before I was really interrupted. Tara, I think all Chandler really he was he had a great work ethic, but he couldn't communicate with his crew. And it's hard to communicate with someone when someone keeps. So
this is just communication.
All right. Let's go to Nick from California. Hey Nick, what's your question?
What you saying? Hey Andy, thanks for taking my call. My question's for Captain Lee.
Okay.
What do you think would be the biggest regret with this season, looking back on now what you know now that you didn't know back then?
Wow.
Already a few regrets, and we're only 7 or 8 episodes in.
Yeah, that's deep. I don't think I have any.
You don't have any.
I don't have any deep regrets. I wish, you know, just given the location that we were at, and the fact that I didn't have a lot of availability of personnel.
For other
so
crew.
It's just like, okay, we've got to suck this up. We've got
and
to try and
work.
Pull it together
and
make it work because we're 8,000 miles from anywhere.
Yeah.
And so.
Riley, what's your biggest regret?
I'm mouthy. You know, I mean, I am. And I've been mouthy for 33 years.
What's your biggest regret, Ross?
No regrets.
No regrets?
No regrets.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Guess what, Riley? You have a fan in the Bravoverse.
What?
Yes. Guess who it is?
My
Brandi
mother.
Glanville tweeted.
Oh,
she goes,
I said,
I effing love Riley on Below Deck. I'm on red side. I get her. Very good. Captain Lee, Bigfoot 95927 wants to know if you would rather have Chef Ben or Chef Adrian's cooking if it was your last meal.
Oh.
Wow.
I think Adrian's backstage.
I don't think I'm going to do my last meal anytime soon.
Yes, I agree.
So I'm going to procrastinate on that.
Okay. Right. For all of you...
I thought that was a nice dodge.
Lee Juarez, 727. How frequently do you get propositioned by charter guests? Ross?
Orkies. Not much.
Not much?
No.
Okay, let's go to Ashley from Michigan for a quick question. Ashley, what's your question real quick?
My question's for all three of them. What do you think of when Chandler dropped the guest on the beach?
Oh, yeah. What was your reaction to Chandler dropping the guest on the beach?
Okay. I had a call foul there. Chandler did not drop the guest on the beach. He did put her down. She stepped on to a slippery slope.
Right.
And then she fell.
Right.
It was not Chandler's fault.
Okay.
However.
Okay, it wasn't his fault. Okay, I gotta cut you off there because it is time. It's time for my mazel of the day, and it comes with a story. At AC2 over the weekend in LA, I met a woman named Kate who gifted me this American flag right here. You can kind of see it. Her husband is an active duty military serviceman in the Middle East, and he wore this patch on his last deployment. And he asked her to give this to me because, as he said, I keep her company every night while he's away. And I just want to say thank you so much, Kate. The honor is all mine. And so tonight's mazel goes to all the brave servicemen and women out there for everything they do for us. And as a way to always honor them, especially those who are spending the holidays away from their loved ones, and to honor their families and people like Kate, I thought we would put this flag up in the clubhouse right here. Me, know that a little piece of your loved ones who might be far away, like Kate's husband, is right here, always, right behind me, a few people over from Tamara's implant. It's just always right there. So we're always going to be thinking of you guys far away. And you, Kate, thank you so much. I want to thank Captain Lee, Riley, Ross, Fry, and Connor for being here. All right. We're back with Captain Lee Riley and Ross from Below Deck. Captain Lee's book is called Running Against the Tide, and it is out right now. From the Ferryman on Broadway, it is Fra Fee and Connor McNeil. Where in Ireland are you from, by the way?
Belfast, Tyrone.
Tyrone.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Have you ever been?
Yes, I have. Beautiful. Unbelievable. And my executive producer is a beautiful Irish woman.
Yeah, Deirdre.
Yes, Deirdre.
Yeah, she's lovely.
Oh, did you met her?
Yes.
Backstage.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right, let's go to Katie from Indiana. Hey, Katie, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Love you. Love Bravo.
Thanks.
My question is for Ross. I want to know, how did you find Riley attractive after how mouthy she was to you and everyone?
Likes an aggressive woman.
alcohol.
What?
Give me a second to ask that question.
Answer it honestly.
Nah, I think Riley's pretty attractive. When it comes down to it, you're on a boat with few people. And
shut up.
And that's all I have to say.
When you're out at sea, people do appear hotter than they are on land. Exactly. I mean, but by the way, Riley's one of the most beautiful women ever. I mean, you're totally beautiful.
Attractive.
I mean, you couldn't
Riley
be
Riley is attractive.
Yes.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Okay, let's go to Tank from Illinois. Hey, Tank, what's your question?
Sounds like my kind of man.
Hey, my question is for Captain Lee. Captain, yeah. I'm a huge fan. I love your book. My question is... having a crew member that's pulled off the boat is a terrible experience. Has there been a worse accident that you've experienced in your career?
Never.
Wow. Really? 35 years.
35 years plus. Never.
Wow.
It just... It really rocked my world.
It shook you to the core.
Yeah. There was nothing that I can compare... that experience too.
Ooh, I gotta see next week's episode, like when I get home. Let's go to Bond from Florida. Did we already do that or no? Yeah, Bond. Bond. Wow, we had Tank and Bond. Wow. Hey, Bond.
Hi, Andy. I love you. And Riley, you know I love you so much.
There's two fans.
Aw, you have a lot of fans.
I've been watching the season and, of course, rooting for you, Riley, especially when everybody's been ganging up against you. But my question, of course, is about your ex in Florida, and I was wondering if you've heard from him since you've been on the show and what he thought about it and the relationships and all of that.
Good question.
If I've heard from my ex while he's dating other women, yes.
Okay.
You hear that, weight push-up?
Ooh. There you go. Okay, that answers that. Let's go to Susie from Nebraska.
Think before I speak. I get it.
Hey, Susie. Hello. Hey, what's your question?
I'm ready.
Hey, Susie, what's your question? Yep, we're right here.
Hi there, Mr. Collins. This is Caroline. I used to be the third stew on the ship, and I'm really excited to talk to you because I've been trying to get a hold of you, my bro.
Hey.
My question's for Captain Lee. How are you?
We're great.
Oh, man. Andy. Yeah. I made a pipe out of a shofar for you.
You did? I want it.
I did.
I want it.
You tried to invite me on your show.
Carolyn. Like, hey, Carolyn. You know that you look just...
No, it's Caroline.
Caroline, I'm sorry. Hey, Caroline, you look just like Ellie Kemper from...
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Do a lot of people tell you that?
Yes, constantly. And at first I didn't see it, but I've been watching the show for anyone who said that to me. I watched the show for you, and thank you, because come on.
Did you see me ask Ellie Kemper if she had ever seen you? Because I showed Ellie Kemper your picture when she was on, because I wanted her to see that you guys are twins. Did you see that?
No, hello. Why would I watch your show? So you were so not cool. I reached out to you. I was like, no, he's a Jew. He's a, you know, my favorite song is Paraffin Station. How do you deny a sister whose favorite song is Paraffin Station?
That's my favorite song, too.
I know that.
We have a lot in common, except I've never worked on a boat. And I don't look like Ellie Kemper.
No, you don't. But what was her reaction? I can't even believe this. So tell me.
She loved it. She was like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. I'll show you the clip. Anyway, Carolyn, I love you, and I hope that I meet you soon. She's very entertaining, and I hope that she comes on the reunion. Before I let you guys go, we have an audience question, which we do from time to time. I think Ryan is here in the audience. Is there a Ryan here in the audience? Hey, how you doing? What's going on? Ryan, what's going on? Oh, are we hugging? Okay.
Of course.
Yes. Okay. I'm a huge fan. Very good. Nice to meet you. What's your question?
Well, my question's not actually
okay.
for you.
Okay. Hold the mic up.
My question's actually for my girlfriend, Nicole. It's in the
okay.
audience here.
Nicole, come on over. Nicole, come on over. Come on over. Here, come here.
We know what this is.
Just stand right here.
Where?
Are you a big Bravo fan?
Beyond.
That's why I got into it. This
okay.
It's because of her.
Okay.
And although you're fangirling right now, and it's my birthday in about 25 minutes, the biggest, best birthday gift I could ever get would be for you to be my wife. And
is it a yes?
Yes!
Are you, hold on,
yes!
Stay there. Are you surprised?
I freaked out. I told She just told me in the audience, like, this would be a great cool place to do it.
Did you say that?
Yes.
You said that?
Like 20
you
minutes
did?
Ago. Yeah.
Yes. How long have you been dating?
7 years.
What? Did you ever think he was going to propose? Did you ever think he
yes,
was
going to propose? Yes, but not on years? This.
Not
are
here?
You kidding? No.
Are you? How do you? Look at the ring.
Is this a whole thing?
Do you like the
it's
ring?
It's beautiful.
Oh.
Oh.
I just want you to know. He sent me a really great message on Instagram, and he was talking about how much he loves you and how much you love Bravo and how
I
you
love
got
Bravo more than anything. And I'm not joking.
But not more than him.
But yes, you are.
And did you get him? And did you get him into Bravo? Or
so
you,
much.
100%.
Yes. 100%. Shows that
are you a big Below Deck
now,
fan?
Now yes. She has to share your birthday with her engagement.
I rode the elevator.
Congratulations, sir.
I saw everybody.
Hold on, let's see the ring, everybody. Congratulations to you both. I want to thank Captain Lee, Riley, and Ross, and the guys from the Ferryman. Look how sweet they are. Everybody, you're so sweet.
I appreciate it so much.
You're so sweet.
Made
my
drinking
for you. Very good. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuge, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.